From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting Donald Trump will be heading to Mexico today. Mexican President Enrique Peña Nieto awoke to a storm of criticism from his countrymen over his decision to meet Wednesday with Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump, who was widely reviled in Mexico for referring to its immigrants as rapists and criminals. Former First Lady Margarita Zavala, herself a potential presidential candidate, aimed a tweet at Trump saying, "Even though you may have been invited, we want you to know you are not welcome. We Mexicans have dignity, and we reject your hate speech." Many Mexicans felt the Republican had left Peña Nieto and left him flat-footed by accepting an invitation by the Mexican president and had made simply for appearance's sake. The newspaper El Universal wrote in an editorial that Trump caught Mexican diplomats off guard by accepting the invitation and got one step ahead of them. Immigration has become a big issue in the 2016 presidential campaign, with stark contrast between the policies of the Democratic and the Republican nominee.
From the day Donald Trump announced his candidacy, he proposed building a wall between Mexico and the U.S. He says he will enforce visa expiration dates and offer no citizenship for illegal immigrants. He plans to remove the country's 11 million undocumented immigrants from public assistance and deport the violent ones. Hillary Clinton also would deport violent criminals. Her immigration policy mirrors Barack Obama's. Analysts say Clinton's immigration plan appeals to liberal and moderate Democrats.
That is VOA's Carolyn Pursuti reporting on the immigration stances of the candidates. VOA News. The spokesman for Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan denies that Turkey has agreed to a ceasefire with Syrian Kurdish forces, saying it was out of the question for Ankara to reach any agreement with a group it considers a terror organization. Ibrahim Kalin told reporters Wednesday that the Kurdish militia will remain a target for Turkey until they move east of the Euphrates River. Turkey's incursion into Syria helped rebels take the border town of Jarablus from the Islamic State group last week, but clashes have since broken out between Turkish and Kurdish forces in the area. Lebanese media reports an explosion near the eastern city of Zala, saying the blast inflicted casualties. George Katain, head of paramedics at the Lebanese Red Cross, told the local LBC channel that Wednesday's blast killed one person and wounded two others. Hezbollah's Al-Manar channel said the explosion wounded four. Security officials were not immediately available for comment. The U.S. Defense Department said a coalition airstrike targeted one of Islamic State's most senior leaders in northern Syria, stopping short of saying he is dead, but declaring that outcome would be a significant blow to the militant group. Islamic State itself announced Abu Muhammad Adnani's death Tuesday, saying only that he was killed while surveying the operations to repel the military campaigns against Aleppo. Later today, the Russian announcement came out that they had claimed responsibility for the killing of the ISIS ruler, the ISIS official. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry urged India Wednesday to take greater responsibility on the global stage in partnership with the United States.
More broadly, we reiterated our unwavering commitment to the protection of our citizens and to defeating the terrorist mantra. Bigotry and of hate.
Leading nations, added Kerry, cannot simply ignore threats beyond their borders because in an interconnected, globalized world, those dangers will inevitably cross borders. Somali officials say the death toll from a car bombing Tuesday near the presidential palace has risen to at least 22 after several of the injured died from their wounds. The car hit a wall of a hotel, a popular meeting spot for Somali government officials. Mogadishu police told Reuters that 50 people had been wounded in the attack. Among those injured in the blast, the Minister of Transportation, the State Minister for Defense, several lawmakers, and two local radio journalists. The information minister tells VOA Somali that authorities had learned that militants were planning to deploy three car bombs around the city this week. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.